How's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to try to cheer you up and help you figure shit out, man. But if you got something you want to talk about, you want to get a different perspective on something in your life, or you just want me to ramble on about something that you want to hear about, go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Tell me all about it. I'll discuss it on an upcoming podcast, and I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Amber from Michigan listening on Spotify. Hey, Amber, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, all the way up there in Michigan. Probably getting a little bit of snow right now. I wish I had some, but, she hates where she lives. Sorry, Amber. The title of this show is I Hate Where I Live. So let me read you the quick email she sent. It says, I recently relocated for work to a new state. When arriving at my new office, the environment is so draining and toxic, it makes me regret moving and trying to move up in my company. It's affecting me internally. Normally, I do a good job being positive and not bringing negatives from work home, and it's affecting my home life. How do you overcome negative people's energy affecting you and not allowing the negative feelings to enter my life? When I relocated here from New York, I was so excited for the opportunity, and now it makes me want to cry and not enjoy the job I love. All right, well, Amber, it looks like you got yourself in a quandary here. You moved and you went to try to advance yourself and do better at your career, and now you hate it. You hate the environment. It's toxic. You didn't realize that the workplace was going to be that toxic, and so you're upset, you're depressed, and you don't know what to do, right? Okay, well, what would I do in that situation? If I relocated, this is the only way I can approach it, is what I would do. If I relocated to a different state, moving from New York to wherever you move to, and then got a different job and expected it to be, you probably built the job up and the whole thing, it's like you're getting the promotion, you're moving up in the company, it's going to be great, and you expected something that when you went out there to the new job. And when you expect something and you get let down, it's easy to get let down because sometimes you get your expectations up way too high. When you don't expect anything and you just go out there and go to your new job, your expectations aren't as high. But if you're in a toxic environment, I can relate to a toxic environment. I've been in them before at a job and I had to leave. I had to leave the job. It wasn't healthy for me. It wasn't healthy for my family. And this was a long time ago, but I had to leave. And you have to think about, okay, now you move to this new place. Are you stuck there? Do you want to go back to New York? You have to really analyze your internal feelings. And are you missing New York so much? And what's the most important thing? Making more money and advancing in a career in a job that you hate? Or being at a job that you enjoy, not making as much money, but you're happier? I think the new success is not defined as money anymore. I really think that success is now being defined by the masses and more people every day as being happy. The happier you are, the more successful you are. And you see it everywhere. All the posts that you're seeing on Facebook, besides the political stuff, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, you see it everywhere. Positive memes, happy things, people talking about God. And they're posting things and we're trying to gear more positive. Society is leaning to more positive because of all the crap and the negativity in the world and the violence and the manipulation and the lying and the deceit everywhere in the world. People as a whole are really looking for something more positive and more uplifting and more emotional to help them enjoy their life and realizing that it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money, you live in a mansion, or you've got a fancy car, or you've got a Rolex. If you're not happy, none of that shit matters. None of it matters. It really doesn't. I mean, it's great to have it if you want to show that up, but you know what? When you die, none of that goes with you. None of that goes with you. People don't understand that. It doesn't go with you. What goes with you is your soul and your energy, and what you leave behind is not a bad image. You leave behind a positive influence, and you still inspire people long after you're gone. I've had friends that I've lost that still inspire me today because of the kind of person that they were. And that's just, you know, I aspire to be that kind of person. So let's get back to the story, to the topic of hating where you live. Amber, if you're in Michigan now, and you moved from New York to Michigan. Okay, I could have caught that earlier in the letter there. But so maybe you're not liking Michigan. Maybe the weather. I mean, it can't be the weather. But the job is really getting you down. It's, you know, don't get depressed. Don't focus on the negativity of the job. Don't focus on the fact that you hate it and it's toxic. Embrace the opportunity to learn, because obviously you're moving up in the company to learn, and start figuring out what your next step is. So just use this job as a stepping stone. Don't focus on the negative, because just know that that's not your career. It's not your life, because you don't want to live that way. You don't want to be unhappy. You don't want to work in a toxic environment. I mean, you work a third of your life. You sleep a third of your life, and the other third is with your family. And if you're not going to waste a third of your life on negative toxic environment, on a negative toxic environment. So just know that you are going to move on if you really want to, but you have to know that and believe it, and then start figuring out what the next step is. What are you going to do? Are you going to move? Are you going to make the best of where you're living and enjoy it and find a new job, change a profession, go to school, do whatever you need to do to change what you're doing and get out of that job? Okay. Or there's other side of it is to figure out why it's so toxic. Is it the people? If it's somebody who's toxic to you and it's just negative environment, be the positive around the environment and be the constant that people are just, they're not going to be negative to you, because it's like, oh, she's just going to be happy and positive about it. I can't get a rise out of that, out of her. So that also diffuses it, because negativity feeds on itself. So if you're not feeding on the negativity and you're not exuding negativity and feeling bad at work, if you're still happy and you're like, hey, I'm doing my job, I'm doing a good job, and somebody's going to notice that, and you're going to either get a raise or a promotion or at least an acknowledgement from somebody, a superior. And that's, you know, just to feed on the positivity and just exude it. And people will leave you alone if they're negative. Eventually, you'll wear them down with your positivity. Don't let it get to you. Just understand that the negativity that they are directing at you is just a reflection of their own insecurities and their own lack of love for life. So the more people are toxic, and the more people may maybe talk down to you or talk crap or stab you in the back or talk behind your back, the worse off their life is. So when people do that to me, I feel sorry for them, because they're looking at me going, how can he be so happy? He should be miserable like the rest of us. And I'm not. I don't follow anybody's lead. I don't fall into a mold. And you shouldn't either, Amber. If you hate where you live, if you hate your job, then figure out what the next step is. That's all I can say to you about that. I mean, I called this podcast I Hate Where I Live, but I think it should be more I Hate My Job. But I'm lucky. I love my job, and you should too, and you can. If this isn't the job, it's a stepping stone. So learn all you can, be the positive, so that way when you decide to leave the company and you're gone, they're going to be like, wow, we really missed that happy person and that positivity. Leave them with something, and maybe you can share it. So focus on the positive and, you know, move on when you have to. And so make the best of it. That's all I can really say about it. And I hope my words helped you a little bit. And I hope that you're staying warm in Michigan, Amber. And I really appreciate you sending in your story. I don't know if I actually gave you a good answer, but what I would do is I would make that a stepping stone and look for another job or another career, or take the time to get educated. Even if you have to stay at that job for 5 years to learn something new, the rush of learning something new and knowing that you're going to do something different and further your career, that'll keep you going right there. So don't focus on the negativity and the toxicity at your job. Focus on you. Don't let the outside bother you. I always say, outside chatter doesn't matter. It's what you want to do inside. What you think about is what you're going to become. So think positive and stay positive and be positive and all that good stuff. Well, thanks for listening, Amber. I appreciate your letter. Thanks for listening on Spotify. This has been the Be Positive Podcast. Remember, you want to hear a show, say, Alexa, play Be Positive, Stay Positive, and it will play the latest episode of the podcast. Pretty cool. I love it. Also, if you got something you want to talk about, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me about it. Get a shout out just like Amber from Michigan. All right. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.